Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August 10, 1830, the Barbadian reported on the aftermath of a thunderstorm of unprecedented severity, which struck the island on Wednesday, August 3rd, leaving a path of destruction and sorrow in its wake. The Barbadian report indicated that lightning struck and critically damaged the mill at Apes Hill Estate, which was owned by Mr. Jacob Hines, while also injuring a Negro. Likewise, the mill at Kenwood Estate that belonged to Mr. Moore sustained significant damage, and a worker's house was set ablaze by the storm's fury. The associated torrential rains led to numerous fatal accidents, including the death of a man named Shepherd, who was reportedly swept away while attempting to cross the rapid stream at Waterford Estate. Also, several workers were said to have perished while trying to navigate the swollen rivers in the Scotland district. Tragically, exactly 1 year later on this day, August 10, 1831, Barbados would endure an even greater catastrophe, what was dubbed the Great Hurricane. It decimated the island, claimed countless lives, including those of children, and caused unimaginable financial devastation. The scale of the hurricane's destruction was such that it left the island in a state of profound misery and desperation, with communications severely disrupted and the Barbados Globe newspaper unable to print. When the presses resumed on August 15th, the Globe issued a somber notice reflecting on the devastation. This notice was later reproduced on Wednesday, September 7th in the New York Evening Post. Moved by the information, the editor of that newspaper noted that two or three vessels would be urgently loaded and dispatched to the island to aid Barbadians who were in a state of starvation and misery. According to the Barbados Globe, the storm's violence peaked between 3 and 5 a.m. The wind and rain lashed the island with such force that homes were leveled, trees uprooted, many residents left homeless and exposed to the elements with little hope of survival, and even the largest structures reduced to rubble. The report continued, quote, numerous individuals were buried under the ruins or exposed without a shelter to the peltings of the storm and threatened with instant death as each successive blast hurled the shattered fragments in every direction. It is easier to conceive than describe the sufferings of those unfortunate beings who were all this time destitute of even slightest shelter to screen them from the contending elements. The bodily and mental torture of those who were in health must have been excruciating. But what must that have been on delicate females who had been lingering on a bed of sickness? Many of these there were, some in the open fields, separated from their relatives and friends and in a state of nudity. Helpless infants, too, were in like manner torn from the arms of their distracted parents, unquote. Barbadians were still in the process of recovery from the severe thunderstorm reported in the Barbadian on August 10, 1830, and which caused extensive damage and fatalities when 1 year later to that date, the island was hit by the even more catastrophic Great Hurricane, which according to the Barbados Globe, on this day, August 10, 1831, led to widespread misery, destruction, and numerous deaths, including children.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.